This is Savages in the Box.
I want you to feel us.
Now here's Chris Carlin.
20 home runs in 9 games for the Yankees. They lead Major League Baseball in that category. 3 more Monday night in support of Gerrit Cole, who is now 3-0 as a Yankee. Yankees 6, Phillies 3, 7th consecutive win for the Yankees. They are off to an 8-1 start with a 2.5 game lead in the American League East. It is Savages in the Box. I am Chris Carlin. This is our daily podcast Monday through Friday. 20 minutes or less gets you everything you need to know about the Yankees. And for Monday night, what else? The long ball. Yankees now have had 37 of their 51 runs scored this season come by virtue of the home run. 73%. Haven't been a whole lot of complaints so far, but the Yankees are too reliant on the home run ball. But they just continue to absolutely mash. And a couple of guys who are getting it done. Number one, Gio Urshela. Over his last 4 games, he is 7-for-14, 3 home runs, and 9 runs batted in. Had a fantastic night, a couple of sparkling defensive plays, and a 3-run bomb in the 6th.
I feel so proud of myself right now. I know that it's been a long way. I've been working hard for this moment, and thank God I'm here with the Yankees, living those moments. I mean, the confidence is still there. That's what I'm trying to do every day that I come to the ballpark. Every time I wake up, keep that confidence in my mind.
Meanwhile, Aaron Boone is absolutely enthralled with what Gio Urshela has become.
He's become he's been such an important player for us, and he's been so steady, you know, a true two-way player now. And, you know, he's big at bats and big spots. I feel like he's been really having a good plan going into the game and going in there and executing, and just really glad he's on our side.
The guy who directly benefited from Gio Urshela was, of course, Gerrit Cole, who picked up his 3rd consecutive win, not just the 3-run homer, but those 2 defensive plays we talked about, including a double play that he started in the 4th inning. So after the game, Cole was asked which was more impressive to him, the home run or his defense?
I like the D. I mean, the 3-run homer was big. He gave us a cushion. But the D was nasty. The double play around the horn was, that was big. That was a big double play. It's good. It's 2-0 pitch to Segura. Threw him a quality slider 1-0 just off the plate. Tripled it up rather 3 in a row, but executed it twice. You know, he put it right on the ground for Gio and right around the horn. It was big for pitch efficiency, and it was big because they started to get something going that inning, and we were able to shut it down. So it's a huge play.
One little note about Urshela. For his Yankee career, 141 games, 36 doubles, a triple, 24 home runs, 83 runs batted in, and a batting average of .311. Prior to coming to the Yankees with Cleveland and Toronto, in 167 career games, 16 doubles, 8 homers, 39 runs batted in, and a batting average of just .227. And of course, the defense has just been so, so good. Back to Mr. Cole. 6 innings, 1 run on 5 hits. He walked 1, struck out 4, and 91 pitches with 58 strikes. Again, not sparkling, not the unbelievable pitcher that you would have expected to see. But again, still just continuing to get it done.
I thought the Phillies really hunted the fastball on him, had a pretty good plan. I thought Bruce put together a really good at bat on him, you know, going from 0-2 and laying off some chase pitches to get back to a heater. So they were pretty aggressive with his fastball, which I thought was really good on the night, and were able to, you know, put together some decent at bats. But then you look up and it's, you know, 90-ish pitches, just the home run and 1 run. So just another really strong outing by our ace.
And strong, yes, but not his absolute best. And for Cole, It's getting there.
There's room for improvement still across the board. With that said, with, you know, what we've had every time we've gone out, we've done a good job. So, you know, you can do as much work as you can in between, but whatever you got that day is what you got that day, and you got to figure it out. So we've been doing a good job of that.
That's going to be the biggest difference with an ace pitcher, a guy who understands it's not just about not having it on a particular day. It's about navigating your way through it on a day where you don't necessarily have it. We mentioned the home run. It wasn't just Urshela. DJ LeMahieu led off the game in the bottom half of the first inning with a solo home run. And Brett Gardner in the third inning goes opposite field. Brett Gardner, opposite field. His third career opposite field home run, and one of those was an inside the park home run.
Anytime you can stay on a pitch like that and drive it the other way, it definitely is a key for me. I feel like I've been getting in good hitters counts, taking some good pitchers' pitches, and taking good swings. Haven't obviously been getting the results that I would want, but you know, just continue to work and continue to go out there and have fun. This group of guys that we have, it's hard not to have fun. We've just got such a special group and such a great team. Obviously, you know, a little bit of adversity here for us early on with the schedule and things like that. But whatever gets thrown our way, we seem to deal with it and just keep moving forward.
Talking about having fun, his former teammate Phil Hughes tweeted during the game after the home run, "Gardy is my boy, but if he's going to hit opposite field home runs, the game has problems." Someone in the Yankee clubhouse printed out the tweet and put it on Gardner's chair for all to see.
When we came in from the rain delay, somebody had printed out. I obviously don't have social media, so a lot of things you know, go unnoticed by me, but somebody made me aware of you know, Phil tweeting about me hitting oppo homers. So I just texted him and gave him a hard time, and you know, I just asked him where he was at. You know, he's at the house watching on TV. So but yeah, he was asking me you know, how it is playing in front of no fans and a few other things. But yeah, one of my guys from going all the way back to 2005 and 2006. So all in good fun.
Gardner had not gotten off to a good start. He was just 1-for-16 going into that at bat. But you package it all together, and it ends in the Yankees' seventh consecutive win. And for Aaron Boone, 8-1, pretty much couldn't ask for any more.
Obviously excited with the start and with the record and, you know, the fact that I feel like we're playing good baseball. But even though it is a shorter season, it's a long ways to go, right? So happy with where we are. We need to keep grinding now. We got a day off tomorrow ahead of essentially a tough road trip with a couple doubleheaders and a lot in a row. So we got to, you know, continue to play well and try and keep racking them up.
So the Yankees now have the day off with this doubleheader and the impending downpour of rain that we're supposed to have in the tri-state area today. And they will now have quite a gauntlet to run in the coming days. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. All right, let's get to some of the takeaways from the game. Number one is just Cole and what we discussed earlier. A true ace is somebody that's going to deliver every time out there, whether or not he is at his best. And all you have to do is listen to Cole for a few minutes to understand that this is one of the top minds in the game, let alone one of the top pitchers in the game. And all he does is continue to navigate his way around lineups when he is not necessarily at his best. And you heard Aaron Boone talk about the Phillies hunting the fastball. In other words, trying to put him into positions to throw as many fastballs as possible. That kind of thing doesn't necessarily matter to Cole. He can, with full confidence, turn to any pitch at any time, even if they are not at his best on a particular night. Number two takeaway is it's all very matter of fact right now, what they're doing. The home runs are coming in bunches, and they are just on a complete roll at the moment. And we've discussed in the past the idea that the Yankees are too home run reliant. I personally have never fully bought into that. When you are a great offensive team, you are a great offensive team.
they have added players in the last few years that are not so home run reliant. The guys like DJ LeMahieu, who are really going to help you in big spots with just better situational hitting. I don't think the Yankees are in that position, and they're going to run into that problem come October. Lastly, there is one guy to be concerned about, and that's Gary Sanchez, because right now he is in a major funk, just 2-for-25 at the plate. So what is going on with the Yankee catcher?
Tonight, you know, maybe a couple pitches off the plate that got him behind in the count, and then, you know, just a little bit racing out there, you know, kind of chasing that hit a little bit. So he's just got to continue to trust that he can control the zone and, you know, really stay in his legs. And when he does that, he'll take off.
Is it a concern? Absolutely. You worry about Sanchez because he falls into these deep, deep slumps and doesn't seem to come out of them for a month and a half, potentially. At the same time, when you hear Cole speak about how he's working with Sanchez, he sounds more than confident. And you can tell the difference when there is a pitcher talking about his catcher and their relationship is going to be examined very closely. People are somewhat suspect of it. This has not been a case where you have had Cole covering for Sanchez in the way he talks about him. He's very confident in the plan they put together and how Sanchez is working with him behind the plate. That, to me, speaks volumes about where Sanchez is defensively. Is he physically where you want him to be defensively? No, ideally, absolutely not. But he is a guy that has the confidence of an ace pitcher like Gerrit Cole. And to the other pitchers on that staff, that's only going to help continue to build their confidence in him. All right, let's get some of your thoughts over on Twitter, at Chris Carlin. And tonight's question was pretty simple. Is there anything right now that even remotely concerns you about the Yankees? And we start with Justin Wollstromer. Two things, James Paxton and Gary Sanchez. Look, Sanchez right now can't hit his way out of a paper bag, and you understand why that would be a concern, but the offense around him has been more than enough, and that's why when you get one or two guys who are in big slumps in this lineup, it doesn't matter because there's always somebody else there to pick him up. For instance, Gary Sanchez may be struggling, but Gio Urshela has been tearing the cover off the ball. On Paxton, agreed, you need that third guy, that third starter, and if we're going to count on Tanaka being the second starter in all of this, we know how good he is in the postseason, Paxton has to be the third guy that you can rely on. At the Mike Held over on Twitter, maybe, Gary, if I had to pick something, but still, in total concern, not in that mode as of yet. Losing Canely, says NY Baseball 6. That's a big issue. We all knew the Yanks were winning the division. I don't even count losing Canely as a big issue as of yet. There's still plenty of reason to think that the Yankee bullpen is going to be deep enough to more than survive his absence here. At Justin Roselle on Twitter, also checking in. Paxton and bullpen replacement for Canely. Hap is not a concern because, well, he stinks. And Davey Garcia and Clark Schmidt are better options at this point. Yankees should do everything not to let the Hap option vest. Well, okay, and that is still a point of contention between the Yankees and Hap. I don't know that I would say that Garcia is definitively a better option right now. I think Clark Schmidt, possibly. But you obviously want to see Hap his next time out here coming up later in the week. John Przinski at Liquor Packaging. Yeah, I like that. Judge is hitting too many fly balls. Fortunately, they're going pretty far. Yeah, well done. That VinG7, not in the slightest, but I guess if you had to nitpick, if it's the offense, it can go cold as a unit and the back end of the rotation becomes a little bit questionable. Look, we've had this discussion so many times over the last few years about the Yankee offense and the ability for it to disappear in a big spot because they become too home run reliant. We're not hearing a whole lot of that right now. They're scoring a ton of runs, and they're beating up on teams. Scott Chrysler, at Scott Chrysler on Twitter. Need a good third starter behind Cole and Tanaka. Paxton is not that guy. And at Rich C 3232, the playoff system is dumb. 1 through 8 doesn't matter, so wins now don't matter. I agree with this sentiment because I hate the idea that by being the top team in terms of wins and losses, you really don't get the benefit of advancing to the next round or anything. They can talk about having all three games in that first round in your ballpark, but as long as there aren't fans there, the only true benefit of it is that you don't have to travel. I don't think that's a big enough benefit where you'd look at it and say they are truly getting a massive advantage, and it's an advantage that you earn during the season. Frankly, that disappoints me, and I would agree with that sentiment. I really would. I think there is something to be said for the fact that this playoff system, while we're trying a lot of different things, really leaves a lot to be desired. Okay, some news and notes as the Yankees get the day off on Tuesday with the rain out in advance of the hurricane coming north or the residual effects thereof. And they will play a doubleheader on Wednesday against the Phillies. That will start at 4:05. In the first game, the Yankees will be the home team. In the second game, they'll be the road team. Meanwhile, Jay Happ will start one of the games, but Aaron Boone said after the game on Monday night that they would discuss what the pitching plan would be beyond that. They also, remember, have a doubleheader on Saturday as well down in Tampa, and this will be their first of the 7-inning doubleheaders in Philadelphia. Meanwhile, a few other things of note. Gleyber Torres was not in the lineup against the Phillies Monday night. That was simply about getting him a day off. He has been struggling lately. Mike Ford did get an opportunity to play. He's a guy that Aaron Boone really talked an awful lot about during summer camp, and the idea that Ford could be a middle of the order hitter somewhere in the league. Ford went 1-for-3 on Monday night with a strikeout, but a guy that they obviously feel pretty good about in terms of his ability to help them and also to get another lefty in the lineup when they need to. Aroldis Chapman is headed to Scranton. He did not throw that first bullpen on Monday. It looks like he will either throw it later on today or on Wednesday. You would think with the weather, he's not going to the ballpark to throw it today. Yankees also announced after the game that they had optioned reliever Brooks Kreisky to Scranton. He came out of the rain delay and started the seventh inning for the Yankees, only went a third of an inning, had a couple of walks, a hit as well. And when you have a 6-1 lead, the walks in particular, not what you're looking for. And finally, we mentioned Happ. We were talking about his penchant for giving up the long ball, and we saw that in his first start this season after he gave up 34 a year ago. And he was asked before the game on Monday about whether or not he felt any difference in the baseball this year, if it felt the same in terms of being wound tightly, all that. And Happ went on to say that he really didn't feel any true difference in the ball last year or the last couple of years. Couldn't feel it really in his hand, only in the results. And he thinks the results are exactly the same as they were the last couple of seasons. And for him, you would understand why he thinks that way with the amount of home runs that he has given up. So that'll do it for this edition of Savages in the Box. On Tuesday, Yankees have the day off with the rain out, and they'll pick it back up on Wednesday with the doubleheader. 4:00 will be the first pitch down the turnpike. Enjoy your Tuesday, everybody. Subscribe, rate, and review.
Savages in the Box is available on the ESPN app and from Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be right back.